Test 4. This is the Cambridge First Certificate in English for Schools listening test. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you'll hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C. 1. You hear a brother and sister talking about their aunt.
I really like it when we stay with Aunt Carol for the weekend, don't you?
Yeah, she's great. Some of those songs she was playing us yesterday were a bit boring though, don't you think?
Oh, I loved them. Especially those folk songs. Anyway, the kind of music she likes doesn't really matter, does it? She's always been a good person to ask if you have any kind of problem, hasn't she? She always has a good idea to help you solve it.
That's been my experience too. And she's always happy to talk things through properly.
Well, she's often in a rush, I find.
Yeah, I suppose.
I really like it when we stay with Aunt Carol for the weekend, don't you?
Yeah, she's great. Some of those songs she was playing us yesterday were a bit boring though, don't you think?
Oh, I loved them. Especially those folk songs. Anyway, the kind of music she likes doesn't really matter, does it? She's always been a good person to ask if you have any kind of problem, hasn't she? She always has a good idea to help you solve it.
That's been my experience too. And she's always happy to talk things through properly.
Well, she's often in a rush, I find.
Yeah, I suppose.
2. You hear a teenager talking about a sports centre.
I always go to Parkway Sports Centre. It's the best sports centre in the area, I think, although it's by no means perfect. I go with all my friends once a week. And there's a great atmosphere because there are always so many other people there. It wouldn't be the same somehow if it were quieter. I know they could do a bit more to bring it up to date. They could make better use of all the space in the changing rooms, for example. The cafe is great, though. There's plenty of room for everyone, and they don't mind if you don't actually order anything. I always go to Parkway Sports Centre. It's the best sports centre in the area, I think, although it's by no means perfect. I go with all my friends once a week, and there's a great atmosphere because there are always so many other people there. It wouldn't be the same somehow if it were quieter. I know they could do a bit more to bring it up to date. They could make better use of all the space in the changing rooms, for example. The cafe is great, though. There's plenty of room for everyone, and they don't mind if you don't actually order anything.
3. You hear a brother and sister talking about a meal their father cooked.
That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it usually is, isn't it? We're pretty lucky, really. I mean, we were talking about it at school, and some of my friends eat the same thing every day. Or that's what they say, anyway. At least you can't say that about Dad, can you?
No, definitely not.
I learn a lot when he lets me help him as well. You should have a go too sometime.
Well, you know I'm rubbish at cooking. I even burn popcorn.
That's no excuse. Anyway, if I'm ever that good, I'll be pretty pleased.
Yeah, and I should try harder. That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it usually is, isn't it? We're pretty lucky, really. I mean, we were talking about it at school, and some of my friends eat the same thing every day, or that's what they say anyway. At least you can't say that about Dad, can you?
No, definitely not.
I learn a lot when he lets me help him as well. You should have a go too sometime.
Well, you know I'm rubbish at cooking. I even burn popcorn.
That's no excuse. Anyway, if I'm ever that good, I'll be pretty pleased.
Yeah, and I should try harder.
4. You hear a mother talking to her teenage son about a walk he is going on.
Whatever you do, make sure you charge your phone battery before you go. Remember what happened last year and we had to come and look for you? I know you're going the same way as you did that time, avoiding the cliffs, and that's great. But you must find out whether or not it's going to rain while you're out there. Have a look on that website I told you about. It's very good. I know you always dress warmly, so you won't forget your hat or gloves or anything like that. But you better see if your coat's dried out since yesterday. Whatever you do, make sure you charge your phone battery before you go. Remember what happened last year and we had to come and look for you? I know you're going the same way as you did that time, avoiding the cliffs, and that's great. But you must find out whether or not it's going to rain while you're out there. Have a look on that website I told you about. It's very good. I know you always dress warmly, so you won't forget your hat or gloves or anything like that. But you better see if your coat's dried out since yesterday.
5. You hear two friends talking about their art class.
Hi. You look a bit worried. What's up?
I'm in a bit of a mess. You know that thing I was doing last week?
Oh, yeah, the picture of the horse.
No, I've handed that in now. The teacher said I needed to do a bit of extra work on it, and I'll need some more paint if I'm going to do that. But that's not the problem.
Oh?
You know that drawing of the tree I was in the middle of?
Yeah.
Well, I've no idea where it is.
Oh, no! What are you going to do?
There isn't much I can do, really.
Hi. You look a bit worried. What's up?
I'm in a bit of a mess. You know that thing I was doing last week?
Oh, yeah, the picture of the horse.
No, I've handed that in now. The teacher said I needed to do a bit of extra work on it, and I'll need some more paint if I'm going to do that. But that's not the problem.
Oh?
You know that drawing of the tree I was in the middle of?
Yeah.
Well, I've no idea where it is.
Oh, no! What are you going to do?
There isn't much I can do, really.
6. You hear a woman talking on the radio about a TV programme.
I can't recommend it highly enough. The camera work is brilliant. Of course, they spent ages filming it, and the programme makers have picked the best parts, leaving out anything they think might bore the audience. Even if you've seen similar things before, I can't imagine anyone not laughing when the young are learning to fly. They just look so funny as they try to copy the adults but can't quite manage it. They all succeed in the end, but you do get very involved and there are moments when you worry they might not. That's what keeps the audience hooked, of course. Whatever you do, don't miss it. I can't recommend it highly enough. The camera work is brilliant. Of course, they spent ages filming it, and the programme makers have picked the best parts, leaving out anything they think might bore the audience. Even if you've seen similar things before, I can't imagine anyone not laughing when the young are learning to fly. They just look so funny as they try to copy the adults but can't quite manage it. They all succeed in the end, but you do get very involved, and there are moments when you worry they might not. That's what keeps the audience hooked, of course. Whatever you do, don't miss it.
7. You hear a brother and sister talking about a holiday.
Cool holiday this year, yeah?
Yeah, apart from the rubbish campsite.
Well, we didn't spend much time there, did we? The beach was wonderful. And just have a look at these pictures of us on the train on the way.
I thought that would be a bit dull, but the time passed very quickly, really. In fact, the whole 2 weeks just flashed by. Who'd have thought? I certainly wouldn't.
There was plenty to do, so we can't complain. I hope we go there next year, don't you?
I'm not sure about that. It'd be nice to go somewhere different, I think.
Cool holiday this year, yeah?
Yeah, apart from the rubbish campsite.
Well, we didn't spend much time there, did we? The beach was wonderful. And just have a look at these pictures of us on the train on the way.
I thought that would be a bit dull, but the time passed very quickly, really. In fact, the whole 2 weeks just flashed by. Who'd have thought? I certainly wouldn't.
There was plenty to do, so we can't complain. I hope we go there next year, don't you?
I'm not sure about that. It'd be nice to go somewhere different, I think.
8. You hear someone talking about a concert he has just played in.
How did the school concert go then?
Not bad, really. At least I think it was okay. I mean, I hit quite a few wrong notes, but nobody seemed to notice, and I suppose that's the thing, isn't it? Being able to carry on anyway. And there were all those people there, which was amazing, and not at all what I'd expected. Of course, I have to do it all again tomorrow, and I'm not looking forward to it much. There may be hardly anyone there at all. I'd hate that. But at least I've got the first one over with now. That's the main thing.
How did the school concert go then?
Not bad, really. At least I think it was okay. I mean, I hit quite a few wrong notes, but nobody seemed to notice, and I suppose that's the thing, isn't it? Being able to carry on anyway. And there were all those people there, which was amazing, and not at all what I'd expected. Of course, I have to do it all again tomorrow, and I'm not looking forward to it much. There may be hardly anyone there at all. I'd hate that. But at least I've got the first one over with now. That's the main thing.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two.